Hello.
Oh, hi, Mitchell.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, doing okay.
Oh, good to hear. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, it is, but I may have to just stop that process right now because I'm financially kind of in the situation.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I can't even.
That.
Yeah, that's in the terms and conditions that you e-signed.
I did automatic. I know she told me it was month to month. That's what I was aware of, not an automatic withdrawal out of my account, because that's not what I would have set up if I'd have known that.
Yeah, it's a month-to-month subscription that automatically renews each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $349 past due balance. If you're confused on if you had agreed to that or not, I'll send you a copy of the terms and conditions that you e-signed just so that you could see it.
I wouldn't have did it automatic. That's the thing. That's the thing. I'm not even, I don't know how that happened unless that's an automatic checkbox that goes on that I didn't see.
Yeah.
I would have not checked that box.
Yeah, it's not checked. It's actually written in the terms that there's the 3-day cancellation policy. So let me give you some options because you said that you're wanting to cancel because you're financially strapped right now. And you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a lot of business because it also states in the terms that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. So it's always the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. Okay? So one thing I can do for you, Mitchell, is put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That will at least save you $100 off of that past due balance. And then of that...
How did it become $349? I thought that was like a $300 program, period. Now you're saying $249?
So,
sure.
The subscription is $349 monthly. The first one was $448 because the $99 payment goes on the first payment only. Okay? But what I can do is I can, like I said, put you into friends and family pricing of $249, so that'll save you $100 a month. Of that $249, $100 goes to Google Ads. So if you want, I mean to Facebook ads, I'm sorry. So if you wanted to, I could remove the Facebook ads and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay mobily optimized and you continue to show on all 48 directories that we have you on. So a lot of people will go to that package, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Yeah. That's something that has to be done, though. But you can take me off of this month, this automatic payment, because that's the thing I want to make sure. I'm not aware of that at all, because I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I can't take you off of an automatic payment. All of our subscriptions are set up that way. What I could do is maybe moving forward, send you a little reminder, maybe around the 10th of the month, saying, hey, Local Splash will bill on the 15th. That way you have a heads up.
or even if I notify you that you will not put me on the month-to-month, I mean, the automatic thing in the following month, I only have to do this one time?
Yeah, you could do that. You could pay the past due balance and then cancel right after. But if you keep the account active, it will automatically bill again on October 15th. All of our subscriptions are set up that way. So that's what I was saying. I could send you a reminder maybe the 10th of each month if you wanted to continue, just giving you a heads up. That way, if you decide to cancel, you can call us before it bills again and you won't have any further charges. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, like I said, I don't have that $349 today at all. I mean, it's not possible.
Oh, no, I'm going to reduce that for you. I'm going to reduce that $349. Right. So I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to reduce the $349 to the $149, but I understand what you're saying. You know, you didn't realize that it was an automatic subscription, and now you're strapped. So I'll get that overridden. And I'll reduce that to the $149. And if you don't have it today, Mitchell, that's okay. We could give you some time on it. So I'll send you an email that says your account. It just talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, it'll ring directly to me. Okay, so if you get things squared away, you can call me. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again towards the end of the week, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I think we have a good game plan. So in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your day too, okay?
Yeah, I guess I got to get back onto that site because I'm not, like you said, I didn't see any action at all, so I don't know if you said it takes 30 days, 45 days. You know, I didn't get any rings or nothing so far, you know, nothing, you know, no hits or nothing, even online, you know, I didn't see anything, no action at all.
Most people don't because industry standard is 90 days. However, we're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. However, the Facebook ads get up and running in as little as 2 weeks. So I'll send you a screenshot of the Facebook ad results because this is showing me that you've had 120 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads that we're running for you. So it looks like you're getting some pretty good traction, at least off of that. But then in the second month is when you really start seeing things pop through the Google ads and the Google local optimization as well. So right now your component has two, or your program, I should say, has two components. But once we take the Facebook ads off, it will just have the one component, which is the Google, which is the most important because that's where most people hire from anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm sending this to you, Facebook ad results, just so that you can see it. And then that way, if you decide to keep those ads on, you can let me know and we will, you know, just do the $249 monthly. But for now, we'll put it to $149 just so that you have some time to decide. Because like I said, whenever you're ready to put the Facebook ads back on, it's pretty easy. You could just call us and we can reinstate those for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, oh, you're very welcome, Mitchell. Have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.